70,000 people call San Francisco's suicide crisis line each year. If someone's making that call, it usually means they're on the verge of harming themselves and in severe emotional distress. But San Francisco has a service that's aimed at reaching people before they're on the brink of crisis. In this piece, which first aired last year, KLW's Audrey Dilling introduces us to the Warm Line.
So here's a scenario you might relate to. Let's say it's late at night, you've got a big presentation at work tomorrow, and you're not prepared. You've just had too much going on in your personal life, and now you're freaking out. You can't sleep. It would really help to talk to someone, but no one's around. Well, there's actually a number you can call in situations like these. And if you dial it, you might hear this on the other end.
Thank you for calling the San Francisco Health Peer Warm Line. This is Daisy.
Daisy Mathias is one of the counselors at San Francisco's Warm Line, a peer-run support line for people who need someone to talk to.
Then it's your turn. Like, you could tell us what you want. You could just open up. In fact, if you need to bawl out, just cry, or you could say, I'm stressed, I'm lonely.
Being a peer counselor means Mathias has dealt with a lot of the same issues that people are calling her about. She's not a certified therapist by any means, but she has other qualifications.
For example, I'm a person who has been diagnosed with a learning disability, a person who has social anxiety, and I don't know what else.
You don't have to be diagnosed with anything to call, and you don't have to be in crisis. That's one big difference between the Warm Line and suicide hotlines.
You don't really need to have a mental health issue to call the Warm Line. If you're stressed out and you need someone to talk to, that's enough for us to be here.
What it does is that it provides a space for people to talk about things before they reach a level where it would be considered a mental health concern.
Melody Jarvis has managed the Warm Line since it launched less than a year ago. It started with funding from a state grant. The goal was to reduce hospitalizations for mental health issues and improve access to support services. Warm Line counselors are trained to refer callers to affordable therapy options.
And I remember our very first day, I was training all the new counselors who were here, and we only received one call our first day. But then very quickly, we started receiving more and more calls, and then now, we receive up to, 70, 80 calls per day.
It turns out a lot of those calls are coming from outside the Bay Area, and the Warm Line's online chat service is actually being used by people around the world. This wide reach says something to Melody Jarvis.
I think it's a sign that this is a very necessary service that's needed in every county and every state.
Jarvis says part of the Warm Line's appeal is this peer support thing. In a more traditional situation, a therapist or whoever answers a crisis line doesn't usually reveal anything personal. But Jarvis has found that hearing from someone who's been there before does a lot for Warm Line callers.
The great thing about our line is we don't necessarily have to sound like that, oh, what seems to be the problem? Like, it's just, it sometimes can feel like you're talking to a friend.
Warm Line counselor Daisy Mathias says that feeling is something she could have used when she was struggling with her own mental health, starting back in high school.
I come from a very, I'll just say this, very traditional Catholic family from Mexico. And I'm a very liberal, pagan, feminist, on top of that, I was also that weird goth girl in school.
Is your hair always that color?
Well, for people on the radio, if you can't see, my hair color is a yellow, and then goes orange, red, dark red, and then purple.
So pretty early on, Mathias started looking outside her home for someone to talk to.
Well, I didn't grow up with the most wealthy family, so I didn't really have very good internet access at the time. So I mostly used the 411, but they mostly transferred me to crisis lines. But there were moments where a crisis line would not be the one to help me because I needed to talk and vent. But since they're trained to handle people who are in crisis, who will hurt themselves, I didn't feel I could go to them immediately.
Now, as a Warm Line peer counselor, Mathias gets to have that conversation she needed all the time. She's just on the other end.
For me, I actually enjoy some of the conversations we have. I can't really list any examples.
There's stories that don't get talked about out in the open very much, but there are lines open for them, for as long as people need to vent or just feel heard. Once that happens, Matthias says the call usually ends like this.
I'm done venting. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Right now, like the handful of other warm lines around the country, the San Francisco warm line operates on limited hours. But manager Melody Jarvis says the plan is to go 24/7 as soon as possible. For Cross Currents, I'm Audrey Dilling.